third pack of Maaseh Sheni, ninth Mishnah, Maaseh Sheni Shenichlas Yerushalayim VeNitma. Till now we learned about Maaseh Sheni that came to Yerushalayim and now that it redeemed it. But here it became Tomei. So what do we do with it? Bein Shenitma Be'Ava Tomei, Bein Shenitma Be'Vlada Tomei. Whether it was Nitma with Ava Tomei, like a Sheretz Tomei Meis, or Vlada Tomei, the Mephoshim say this is talking about a Vlada Tomei Drabonim. We see like a Kli that became Tomei through Mashkim Tomeim is only Tomei Drabonim. That's an example of it. Hakoponim, Bein Bifnim, Bein Bechutz, no matter where it became Tomei, Vesham Yomim Yipode, Veyoichel Hakol Lifnim. Vesham says you should not remove it from Yerushalayim, you should redeem it, and then both the Peiris and the Pidyon of the Maaseh Sheni should be eaten inside the walls of Yerushalayim. So basically, we're saying that even though you cannot redeem Maaseh Sheni in the walls of Yerushalayim, if it's Tomei, you can redeem it. But you have to eat it inside. Chutz, the one case, it's not so, it's a Nitma Ba'ava Tuma V'chutz. It was Nitma with a Tuma Deraisa outside of Yerushalayim. So the Mele never made it into Yerushalayim in a status that it was roy to be eaten. Therefore, you can take it out. Now, what he holds that we have this rule, you now take Maaseh Sheni out of Yerushalayim. So if it made it into Yerushalayim before it became Tomei, you cannot take it out afterwards. And if it came in with Tumah Derabanan also, you cannot take it out. But if it came in with Tumah Deraisa, then you're allowed to take it out because it was never roy, worthy of being eaten in Yerushalayim as Maaseh Sheni, the proper fashion. Basil says that no, in every situation you can be poida the fruit and take it out. The only time you can't is the other way around. If it came in tar, and even the tumah that it got was the tumah derabanan, and only they were machmir that you have to continue eating your Yerushalayim.